Transform your Christian school culture through the flourishing journey with Dr. Edward Bunn, ACSI Professional Development Director.
Welcome to the Flourishing Journey podcast. I'm Dr. Edward Bunn, and I will serve as your travel guide throughout this podcast series. We'll explore strategies and principles for building a school culture that truly thrives. Each month, we'll take a brief pit stop centering around a relevant, flourishing construct as together we journey into the world of ideas, research, and practice. Well, hello, flourishing practitioners. We're beginning a 3-episode journey around the flourishing construct of spiritual formation. Today, we'll focus on principles of spiritual formation. You know, I recently came across a very relevant quote by Richard Foster. It says this: if worship does not propel us into greater obedience, it has not been worship. To stand before the Holy One of eternity is to change. You know, spiritual formation is just that. It's about change, becoming more like our Savior, Jesus Christ. So with this in mind, I'm excited to have special guest Jerry Nelson as we talk about the foundational principles related to spiritual formation. Jerry Nelson is the Chief Ministry Officer at ACSI. He oversees all spiritual formation-related initiatives, focusing on the elevation of God's Word, prayer, biblical worldview development, along with initiatives related to biblical unity, diversity, and social engagement. Jerry has also been a part of many initiatives and foundational elements of fulfilling the Great Commission through Christian schooling. Prior to his role, Jerry served as on the ACSI board, and before ACSI, he served as head of school at Northwest Christian Academy in Miami, Florida. He holds a BA in history and an MA in educational leadership from St. Thomas University. Well, welcome, Jerry. We're so excited to have you today.
Hey, Albert. It is a pleasure to be here and to be spending a little time with you.
Awesome. Well, let's dive in. The first question I really love, I'm going to kind of start with a more of a broad question, then we'll kind of go more detailed in our podcast today. But the first question is, you know, as we consider a culture of spiritual formation, how would you say spiritual formation and biblical worldview development relate to the very mission of Christian schools?
Yeah, I mean, this is a great question. This is the essential question. I think a school that that really wants to fulfill its mission, it needs to be absolutely excellent in its execution of biblical worldview and spiritual formation practices. And I would go so far as to say that the environment of the school needs to be saturated with these practices. You know, I know we'll probably get into some of the practical things, but just really quickly, the teachers need to understand what spiritual formation is, what biblical worldview development is. The parents, the athletic coaches, everyone needs to understand what this what it is. And then I would say the head of the school's responsibility is to give a more clear picture of how the school is actually going to arrive there through its integrated spiritual formation and biblical worldview development practices within the school. Just always constantly driving a line to, hey, listen, this is why we do what we do. Here's what our mission says, and here's how we're going to go about fulfilling our mission, you know, through the integration of these practices.
That's great, Jerry. The word that really stood out to me is saturation. You know, you use that in a very healthy way. And then you began to name those stakeholder groups and by which spiritual formation and a biblical worldview mindset should lean into that saturation. So you talked about teachers, you talked about even coaches, maybe that they're not there all day, but they come in the afternoon, they're investing in the lives, the hearts, the minds of students. And so I love how you're bringing all that together. And then you mentioned the head of school. You know, and I also think of the governing body of that school, casting the vision, continually saturating school culture, school environment, co-curricular, extracurricular, all with this idea of spiritual formation that we know Jesus calls us to. So thanks for that. I'm going to kind of get a little more detail. We'll kind of take a little bit deeper dive in question number 2 here, Jerry. But What do you think are the biggest challenges facing Christian schools when it comes to forming students' biblical worldview and even helping them to grow spiritually? And then kind of a second part to that, how can schools, leaders, teachers overcome those challenges?
Yeah, another great question. I think especially in our modern day paradigm, there's a tendency to and to quote Francis Schaeffer, to see the world in bits and pieces. And so I think one of the first initial challenges, I would say, to get ourselves out of the modern vortex that wants to see the world in a compartmentalized way. And I would say the biggest challenge is having a unified picture of what spiritual formation looks like and what that looks like in the students and what that looks like in our parents and what have you. And the great thing is, it's actually not complicated because, Jesus Christ set an example for us so we can understand the pattern that we should be modeling everything that we do, in our school. It's the head of school's responsibility is to point everyone to Jesus. Now, that is the philosophical side. There's some structural things that the head of school needs to do. I think there's a courageous aspect to this, that there might be some practices that the school currently, some things that the school's currently doing that are actually working against spiritual formation practices. So I think it's important that a school has an understanding of where they are at the moment, do an assessment. And then I would say after that, just you got to have the courage to make those changes. And that's really what the head of school's responsibility is. It's like, once you do all of these kind of structural, philosophical, shifts and changes, you got to put it into practice, and it's going to be messy. And I think many of our leaders, not all of them, but they want things to be dressed up really nicely. But spiritual formation is messy. And so if we're going to be effective, we got to be used to the messiness.
I love that. Yeah, that's right. Discipleship is messy, right? Getting into the lives of people, entering into that brokenness that we all bring to the table, so not just students, but we as adults, we bring our areas of brokenness too. And so this makes spiritual formation and the practice of it very messy, yet very valuable in today's culture, especially. I loved how you talked about bits and pieces and maybe how you define how maybe different stakeholders define and understand spiritual formation. So creating that common language in your culture at your school is very, very important. And I love just the idea of, where are we at? Let's do a true deep assessment about spiritual formation practices and spiritual formation outcomes in any given school. Let's do that. And that's why I love the, ACSI's new Flourishing Faith Index, because I think it's a very powerful and useful tool to allow schools to actually do that deep dive and do that assessment and then make the adjustments, right, that are very healthy. And but I love it. We get to day in and day out enter the world of brokenness and messiness for the glory of God and for the help of those we get to serve day in and day out. So thanks, Jerry. Well, this next question, I love, and I've heard it asked in many different venues and many different conversations. So I'm glad that we can kind of explore it today and push it back out in podcast form. But, what is that relationship between Christian schools and parents? We have covenant schools, we have open models or missional models in schools, but there's still that relationship between Christian school and parent when it comes to spiritual formation of students. And then maybe a second part is, how can Christian schools encourage parental engagement, regardless of the type of school they find themselves?
I'll start with a story in my own upbringing. I would call it formation journey. My dad wasn't around when I was growing up. I would say the early part of when I was growing up. And so my grandfather actually stepped in and fulfilled a lot of those roles that and had a lot of those conversations. You name the conversations that every dad should have with their son. My granddad did that for me, but my dad never, my grandfather never disparaged my dad. He never tried to take the place of my dad, even though my dad accused my grandfather at times of trying to take his place. But my grandfather was really good about saying, hey, listen, that's your father. You need to honor him. You need to respect him, and you need to be engaged with him. And to this day, because of my grandfather's posture related to my dad and how he coached me up to a better relationship with my father and I have a great relationship, you know, today. You know, in a culture, to tie that back to the parent school relationship, you know, in a culture today where we're actually seeing a significant decline and just what I would call attention to detail to people being great parents. Folks are not very intentional. I think the school serves a significant role. Schools have an opportunity. You know, I know we're not talking, this question isn't related to the church, but the same thing applies. You know, the school can serve that assistive role in pointing kids back into a deeper relationship with their parents, but also pulling parents into a deeper relationship with their kids and constantly affirming the parents' responsibility and role as the primary educators. And again, talking about messiness, that gets really, really, really messy on a number of levels, because once you're saying, hey, we're going to focus on the spiritual engagement of the spiritual formation of the students. But really, I think the schools that are effective, again, not looking at this thing in bits and pieces, they see parental engagement as essential, not ancillary, but as absolutely essential to the spiritual formation of that child that's in their school. So what schools can do to encourage more parental engagement. Again, one of our principles of spiritual formation is an intentional community endeavor. A school has an opportunity to actually train parents on what their responsibilities are. And it's not trying to take the place of those parents, but you got to train them. That means what are they reminding them of what their expectations are, not according to the school, but according to God. What are the expectations? So I would say, just simply, without getting into too much detail, Christian schools can encourage, first of all, by affirming the essential role that parents play in the process of spiritual formation. And just even from a secular standpoint, you know, and what I mean by secular, I mean that the research that's not done for Christian schools actually affirm that parental involvement increases academic output regardless of socioeconomic status. That's what the research says out there, you know, in the secular world. I mean, imagine if you applied that, you know, holistically, especially in the Christian school. I mean, as I said recently, it's like a divine fusion reactor. It just keeps on giving and it just gives light.
Yeah, I love that, man. I wish we could take all day to talk about this. This is, you know, close to my heart. I know it's close to your heart too, Jerry. But, you know, thank you for, first of all, you threw some research in there for us, right? But more than that, you shared your testimony. I love that story of your grandfather and father and how that played out as a part of your own journey in spiritual formation. But then you just really kind of leaned into scripture. What does God's word say about this journey to spiritual formation? And really, this is where it's at, man. This is the heart of Christian schooling. Yes, academics are vitally important, athletics vitally important, fine arts, I mean, fill in the blank, right? But at the heart of what we get to do as Christian schools all around the world is to see children, babies, you know, those teen years, those middle school years, right? Those hearts and minds being formed towards Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, man, that's what it's about. And so I just want to thank you for sharing today. You know, it's been a special moment just to be able to talk about, I think, again, a topic that's valuable, but also dear to our hearts. So thank you so much, Jerry, for journeying with us today around the flourishing construct of spiritual formation, sharing ideas, research, and strategies.
Hey, Edward, it's always great to be with you, my brother. Just love co-laboring with you and just to be on this journey together with you. Just sharing all these wonderful nuggets with our leaders around the world. So this is an encouragement.
Yeah, well, thanks again, Jerry. And to all of our flourishing practitioners out there, join us next time on the Flourishing Journey podcast as we consider the tools and resources around the construct of spiritual formation. Take care.
The Flourishing Journey is a presentation of the Association of Christian Schools International. Foster a flourishing school culture by visiting acsi.org/flourishing.